SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something truly powerful, developing emotional intelligence through self-awareness. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells trying to predict how people will react? You know that feeling when you're in a conversation and suddenly your emotions hijack the whole thing? Well, guess what? We all experience this. But here's the good news: emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower reserved for a select few. It's a skill we can all cultivate, starting with something called self-awareness. Think of it like this. Emotional intelligence is your GPS for navigating the complex world of human interaction, and self-awareness is your map. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you become a master navigator of your own emotions. 1. Know your triggers. We all have them, those little things that set us off like a fire alarm. Maybe it's a certain type of criticism, a traffic jam, or even the smell of burnt popcorn. First step to emotional intelligence is identifying your personal triggers. Pay attention to your body. How does your heart rate change? Do you get tense shoulders? Recognizing these physical cues is like having an early warning system for when things are getting heated. 2. Embrace your emotions. This isn't about becoming a walking, talking emotion machine. It's about accepting that emotions are a natural part of being human. Don't try to suppress them or pretend they don't exist, because, let's be honest, that rarely works. Instead, acknowledge your feelings: joy, sadness, anger, frustration, without judgment. You can even give them a name. Ah, there's that feeling of annoyance again, you might say. Naming an emotion helps create distance from it and allows you to process it more effectively. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever get caught in that mental hamster wheel where your thoughts race around like popcorn kernels? Mindfulness is the antidote. It's about bringing your attention to the present moment, noticing your surroundings, your breath, and your body sensations. Think of it as hitting the pause button on the mental chatter. There are tons of great apps and guided meditations out there that can help you cultivate mindfulness. Even just a few minutes a day can make a difference. 4. Seek feedback. This one takes courage, I know, but it's incredibly valuable. Ask trusted friends or colleagues for honest feedback about how you come across in social situations. You might be surprised by what they share. Remember, constructive criticism is a gift that gives you the opportunity to grow and improve. 5. Be kind to yourself. This whole journey of self-awareness isn't a race. There will be bumps in the road, moments where you feel overwhelmed or frustrated. Remember that developing emotional intelligence takes time and effort, so celebrate your progress along the way. Be patient with yourself, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're in a meeting, and someone presents an idea that directly contradicts yours. Instead of reacting defensively or shutting down, take a moment to breathe. Notice how your body feels. Are your fists clenched? Is your heart racing? Acknowledge these feelings without judgment. Then, remind yourself that it's okay to disagree respectfully. Take a moment to consider the other person's perspective and try to find common ground. Remember, self-awareness is the key to unlocking emotional intelligence. By understanding your own emotions and triggers, you can navigate social situations with more confidence and grace. And hey, even if things don't always go perfectly, at least you'll be doing it with awareness and intention. So, what are you waiting for? Start paying attention to yourself, your thoughts, feelings, and reactions. Take those first steps towards greater self-awareness and watch as your emotional intelligence blossoms. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a little dose of self-awareness, and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep growing, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.